Elevate Lifestyle Podcast. It's your boy Eternal, AR Records. We're here with a very special, super dope interview, man. Chaney, I'm going to let you tell. What, can you give them your name and what you do, who you are?
Yeah, I go by Chaney on Instagram and online. You'll see me as Chaney TV, but I'm a music artist. I've been putting out some projects and a lot of singles over the past couple of years, but I have been rapping for a while now. I went kind of back and forth a little bit in the entertainment industry. I did some interviews, celeb interviews, on top of doing music, and then I also branch out and sell homes from time to time.
Wow. So you're a realtor?
Yes.
Okay, that's dope. Respect, man. So music and business all in one, right?
Yeah, something to fund the hustle.
Yeah, 100%, man. I mean, that's respect. I mean, anyone that actually, you know, is in that real estate. So my brother, he is number one in realty out here, Surge Realty. He nice. Started as a real estate agent and became a broker. So I respect anyone that does that. You know what I'm saying? But real quick, before, so that was dope. So before we get into anything about you, why are we having this interview today? Right now, after this interview, you're about to go perform at the House of Blues,
yes,
correct?
I have sound check at 6 o'clock. I actually have a little music video to shoot at 5 o'clock right before sound check. And that's what, yeah, I'm here definitely promoting that today. I want to shout out Jay King. Happy birthday, Jay.
Yo, hey,
we're
yo.
We're going to turn up for the boy tonight.
Yo, shout out to my brother, Jay King, man. Jay King the Hybrid. Y'all tap in with him at Jay. You know what? It's at Jay King underscore
the hybrid.
Yeah, but y'all tap in, man. You'll see him all over IG. Tap in your IG and your Twitter, all your social media.
Yeah, everything's Chaney TV, Chaney TV. Everything's Chaney TV except for Twitter. That one is the Chaney TV.
Okay, no doubt. So let's get started real quick. So right now, you're about to perform at the House of Blues. Let's go back. Can we, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
Let's go back to when you started. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you started when you were with singing, when you were, or your inspiration came when you were 7. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's very accurate. My mother's favorite artist was Ja Rule. So she played a lot of Ja
Rule.
Shout
out to Ja Rule, yeah.
Yeah, so like, living it up, we say what? Do I do? And I mean, I love Ja Rule. Like every song, every video, all his collabs with Ashanti, I would see him collab with other female artists and I was listening to their bars. They were going hard too. So at the age of 7, I'm like analyzing Ja Rule's like music. It gets a little deeper. I'm young and I'm looking at the 50 Cent and Ja Rule beef. This is just weird. But I start rapping. I start writing. And my dad found my pen and pad book and he had a friend that had a studio and they put me in there all night and I came up with like 8 songs one night.
You were 7?
When I was 7.
Yeah, that's dope, man. That's respect. Yeah. Can I ask you a question about, so obviously, and shout out to your moms. You said your mom was a Ja Rule fan,
yeah,
right?
Ja Rule, that's what put
Can I ask you what your understanding was about, and shout out to 50, 100%. Yeah, shout out to Ja. We don't take sides over here, but can I ask you, what was your understanding at 7 years old? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot for a 7-year-old to kind of take in.
I didn't really understand too much. I knew they were beefing. I knew G-Unit had it in with like Murder, Inc. And I was watching it and I was seeing, and I saw Ja Rule take the, he fell back. And that was my favorite artist. 50 was not my favorite artist.
It's all good. You being real.
Music-wise, I jammed Ja Rule. Now, as a businessman at the time, of course, I didn't have, you know, I didn't know I was young. But just taking it all in, I did like the rap game of it. I saw them throwing shots at each other, and I liked both of their music. I mean, Candy Shop.
Shout out to Candy Shop. Yeah. But so now, as a businesswoman yourself. And you said the business side of it. So you understand 50, the business side of what.
Yeah, he had a way bigger plan now that I see it as I was older. I'm like, okay, that's why he wasn't really putting, honestly, if you ask me, he didn't put that much energy into some of the songs that he did. I think he's a better businessman than a rapper.
Oh, 1,000,000%. So, hey, shout out to 50, but man. 50 actually said, he stated in an interview, he said, I didn't get into the rap game for the music. He's like, I got into it for the business. So that was just a platform. Like when he got signed with M, excuse me. Whoa, that was loud. We're going to have to edit that out.
Okay.
Now, when he got signed with M and, you know, with G-Unit, all that, you know, he brought G-Unit on. He started that. He said, I got into it for the business. You know, 50 wrote a book. A lot of people don't know that. Well, I won't say he wrote it, but he wrote it in conjunction with the author. It's a dope book, man. But let's go back to you, man. Let's not talk about Ja Rule and 50. But shout out to both of them, man. Yeah, respect. So you were listening to Ja Rule, that you got your inspiration, right? You started rapping.
Yeah, Eminem was a big inspiration for me too. Her wordplay was awesome to listen to at the age of like 10. I mean,
yeah. Shout out to Eminem all day. I'm from Detroit, so all day. But let's go back to, so you started rapping. You said your father had got you
a notepad. He found my notepad and he was reading my rhymes and he decided to link me with a friend that he knew who had a studio. He had a friend in New Orleans. He also had a friend out here in Houston, who's kind of popular for his print and graphic work. He goes by Mobang Media.
If you don't mind, can we tap in his, so if people are listening to this and they want to go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, he's at Mobang Media. I was actually.
Can we spell it?
Mobangmedia. Bang, I think he's pretty legendary here in Houston. He's been in the game a long time. I was 14 when he recorded my first mixtape. He came by my house, dropped me off a bunch of beats. He told me, call me when I was ready. I was ready in like 3 days. We knocked out 14 songs. He even hopped on a couple of hooks, and I put that mixtape out around my high school. But my first album came out when I was 10, and it actually got sponsored by State Farm, and they had me do like a 15 city tour with the kids. I had opened up for Genuine and Solange at the age of like 10.
Yo, shout out to that's my big homie, man. Are you from Houston?
Yes.
Okay.
I am from Houston.
Born and raised, right?
I was born in Dallas at the age of 6 months old. I was moved to Houston. My entire family's from New Orleans, Louisiana. So I'm always in New Orleans, but I am Houston raised.
Okay. So what kind of inspiration in your music, because you are Houston raised, is there different cultural inspirations? Meaning like, so New Orleans is a different culture than Houston. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it has that bounce music, that jazz music. I take a little bit from New Orleans, I would say, and then some from Houston. But really, I listen to a lot of old school and 90s and 2000s. So like, even when I see myself on blogs and I look at the comments, sometimes people always joke and they be like, she would have made it in the 90s. like they always say that.
How old are you?
I just turned 29 January 4th.
The reason why when Jay hollered at me, and then when I spoke with you, and then when I had a chance to look at who you are and what you do, the reason I was like, yeah, all right, bet, let's do it, is because you are talented. And it's not a compliment. Don't say thank you. You really, truly are. So let's go back. So let's kind of fast forward. So 7, that was an inspiration. High school, you got sponsored by State Farm, which is, to people who don't know, that actually is a big deal, man, because State Farm, I mean, it depends. Companies, they may be trying, yeah. But at that, you know, State Farm don't just be sponsoring anyone. But let's go. So high school, you dropped your first mixtape, right? Or album.
I dropped my first album at 10, first mixtape at 14.
Okay, hold on. Talking about 10. So
yeah,
your first.
The State Farm sponsorship was when I was 10. They actually did it to, I guess, appeal to their... the kids of the people that
they were
selling to.
Companies be having different motivations.
That's what it was for.
Yo, but it's still, the thing is, it's still tremendous for you to be sponsored by them. It don't matter if they were, you know, trying to reach this or that. Yeah, so State Farm sponsored you then. So that was your first album. Were you with a record label or was it independent?
No, it was an independent album.
Okay. And how did that do with at that time, you know, in that market for the, what is that called? 10-year-old tweens or teen? Not 20,
I know, right? I would guess I was performing for anyone between the ages of like 6 all the way really up to 18. I was like 10 performing for like 16-year-olds and 15-year-olds. I had some high school performances. I did a middle school tour while I was in middle school. So my age range was pretty.
We're going to get that in a second. Can we go to when you said you opened for Genuine?
Yes.
Okay, yo, so can we just, you know, shout out to G again and again. But when was that? And
I had to be 11.
11.
11, it was it in Charlotte? I think it was in Charlotte. And that was a lot of fun. They weren't expecting a kid to come out on the stage. I was really supposed to just be at the kids festival part, but someone saw me at the kids part and was like, come perform on the big stage. We have some extra time. I was like... looking at my dad like, you want me to? I'm like, all right.
That's dope, man. I love the confidence, man, especially for that age. Are your parents, are they musicians?
No, my dad is a painter, so he paints. That's the only thing that he
I mean, not to you. We don't got to talk about. I'm asking just because
they're not. No,
but they've supported you, and your mother is.
They got into some big fight where my dad was ready to take me out of school, take me on tour. My mom was like, "No, she needs to be a kid," and I think she ruined my career.
At 10, you have your first album out. At 11 or 12, I believe, yeah. 11, you're opening up. You're in. You said Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
So, to my knowledge, an 11-year-old doesn't just so the, your parents support you, and that was dope,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That 100. So let's. So in high school, middle school, you said, let's go from 11, and then did your career kind of transpire from there?
I ended up getting on this show called America's Most Talented Kids.
I remember that show.
So I was on there. I lost to a piano player, but I came in like second place. So I was up there for a while. That kind of that got me some exposure that landed me some other shows. So that was fun. And then, of course, my I was selling my CDs around my school. I remember one time I dropped like a big lot of cash on the ground, and my teacher came and gave it to me. It was like, "Where are you getting this money?"
She thought you were a drug dealer.
And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding me?" Like, she, you know, honestly, my CDs. I'm like, "You want to buy one?" And she was just like looking at me crazy, but she gave me my money back, and that's how I did it. And so, I was having fun.
So, what year was this when you were in middle school?
The time where you had to press your CDs and stuff. So I would get up early enough before school to record. Well, to basically record the CDs, and then I had this stamp thing that could stamp, like, you know, the CD stamper on it to give it like an album cover.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stamp my CDs and make my CDs before I go to school every morning, and they would have covers on them and stuff, and I'd make sure, and or I'd take orders the day before. And I was pretty young. So.
How much were you selling them for at that time?
Only $5.
I mean, well, $5. That's a lot for you said middle school or high school?
Yeah, when I was in school, $5 to State Farm, $15 a CD.
No doubt, man. State Farm got that bread.
Yeah.
So let's go back to let's move forward. When you got out of, so in high school, was there anything? So you were on these shows, which are I believe America's Got what is it called? America's
There was America's Got Talent at the time. There was America's Most Talented Kids. I was on the Talented Kids one.
Okay, but that is a nationwide show. That was on TV.
It was nationwide.
Yeah. So when you were in high school, did you were you in the choir? Were you in the drama club? Or you were just chilling, doing your thing?
Oh, no, I was a basketball player. I could probably beat both of y'all in the game of horse for sure.
We're gonna find out. Okay. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I don't know how Jay plays basketball, but with me, yo, we're gonna find out. But but shout out to Jay, man. He was at GT. He was here yesterday at their main office, and he got a reel that I just put up actually where he doing 50 push-ups straight. And I was like, yo, Jay, you really come in on that body weight training. So I'm a trainer. I don't know if you know too much about me, but this isn't about me. Let's go into high school. And so what happened? Anything in high school?
Honestly, I kind of got a little off track with the music, and I had a boyfriend. It was high school, and I was starting
natural.
To get ready for college. And then next thing I know, I'm going to Prairie View A&M.
So in high school, you had a boyfriend, and, you know, it's natural to get distracted.
And I got distracted. That's basically what happened. And I wanted to go off to school, so I ended up going to Prairie View A&M University.
Okay, that's dope. What'd you go to school for?
I went for communications and business marketing.
Okay, so that's your business side, correct?
That's my business
side. Okay. So when you were in, and not to even bring up, like, old relationships, but, like, when you were in that relationship, you kind of put a pause or halted on the music.
On my music in high school, I got distracted.
You're an athlete.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a singer. You're a businesswoman. Multi-talented, man. Shout out to all that. So when you went to college, right, did you pick, and not to get into relationship things, but you were with the guy, you kind of veered back, which is natural. It happens on the music side, correct?
Right.
And then when you went to college, were you still with the dude?
No.
Okay. So at that point, and not to get into the relationship side, but did you go back into the music like full force or no?
I should have, but I got on campus at Prairie View, and there were so many things that I noticed missing from my communications department. I got so enwrapped into it. Like, I went to the student radio station. They had no students on the air. It was just older people. I went to the basketball games. They didn't have any students broadcasting. I'm like, so I started asking around, and the department's like, what? Why aren't you involving your communication students in communication affairs? They're like, we just don't do that. And I'm like, are you serious? So I advocated for it. I got a petition. I made sure that students had a place on air. So I started the first student radio show in like years. And then I finally got us permission to have passes on the sidelines of our football games and basketball games. We started our broadcasting back up. The newspaper didn't have a lot of students in it. So I was like, I joined the newspaper. So I was writing for the newspaper. I was advocating for the basketball team, trying to get our TV station together and running the radio show at night. And so I kind of like music kind of left like a drift in the behind because I was just trying to get the communication.
Yo, hold on. Time out. Yo, hold on. Yo, what in the fuck? Yo, that's dope. Hold on. First of all, I got to go off of what you just said. I didn't even know this part. This is super dope. So you're an athlete. You're an artist. A musician, you're an athlete, a businesswoman, and an activist. Can I ask you questions about it? Because this is dope. Like, and we're going to talk about this very shortly and then go right back to the music. But where did that, if you don't mind me asking, where did that side of you come from? Because most people are not, again, probably shout out to your parents, shout out to your parents, yeah. Either way, but. Yeah. Where did the activist side come? Because a lot of people in the entertainment industry, especially you being so young and being exposed to it, they don't generally have that side to, because, you know, entertainment, the lifestyle, young or older, it's just, there's a lot of where it gasses you up. And if you don't have a strong foundation, right? If you're not centered in your core, you go into the air like a balloon. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah. So where the activist, did it come from a boyfriend, the boyfriend, or your parents, or your grandparents, or any?
I guess it came from like, I feel like I'm a pretty good person. I don't ever actually want for anything that's evil or going to be detrimental to anyone. So when I see something and it doesn't make sense to me why it's not a certain way, I have this saying where there's a will, there's a way. And my favorite answer somebody could give me is no, because I'll find a way all the way around that. No is my favorite answer. Matter of fact, I had an experience my freshman year because I started becoming a celebrity interviewer. One of my first interviews was with Big Sean, and he was coming to my school.
Yo, shout out to Big Sean. That's Detroit all day.
Detroit, yeah. He was coming to my school, and I was doing interviews at the time. So I asked the person over the event, who is my student coordinator, I said, can I do an interview with him when he comes? Does anyone do an interview? She said, no, students aren't allowed to touch him. I said, he's coming to our school. We can't talk to him. I was like, okay. So what I did was I hit Big Sean's manager. I said, can I do an interview? And they were like, you can come in with us. I walked in with Big Sean 100. And she's looking at me like, what? I told you no. I'm like, you told me no.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Yo, that was your 100%. Yo,
I'm not a rebel, but I don't. I want what I want if it makes sense.
It's only rebellious according to people who think like what you did was wrong.
She said I didn't have humility.
Oh, of course she did. No, because her ego was hurt. Yeah, 100. I mean, so you just started doing celebrity interviews. Shout out to Big Sean, 100%. And you were doing at your school, you were doing what I say is, you know, activist things, right? Yeah, the music part. Did you like have a, did something?
I'm getting to
okay,
that.
But let's go. Up. Let's go. Let me hear it. Let's hear it. Fine.
This is what sparked it up. I noticed that my school was so musical. At the time I got to school, Bone had just blew up with his Homegirl song. He got a big, know how to use it, whatever this guy did. And he was one of my friends. I did a little interview with him. Kirko was blowing up because
Shout out to Kirko.
He had just put out What Your Name Is and then his other hot track. And then Duro came in before me. He had the ice cream paint job. And then Party Boys had Flex. They all go to my school. I'm like, how are all these guys making it into the industry from this small town? Like, I'm like, we're really in the boondocks. But no one at the school had anything to do. So once you get a song popping, even I believe Beat King came down there to make himself pretty hot. Hit 294 PV Freak. Shout out to Beat King. He came in.
I'm locked in.
Beat King came down. He did my show. And then DJ Chose. He was, me and DJ Chose had a show together that we did for like 6 months, a radio show we had together. And Pop That was, it was just, that was getting, so everyone was like, so I put out a song called Feeling Myself and the campus really liked it. Chose actually called me once and was like, Ash, you just let me hop on that one. But I was, but people knew me for interviewing. I kept leaving school to go interview like Miguel and Stevie J and Kevin Gates, and everyone was like, Chaney's the interviewer, and I couldn't get them to attach to my music while I was doing these big interviews. And the interviews got bigger to the point where I ended up doing this interview with Kodak Black about about skin color or something on this basketball court, and it went super viral. And then no one cared about my music after that. They were, every time they saw me, they were like, that's Chaney TV, the interviewer. They're like, they only wanted to talk about my interviews. It took literally the past 2 years for people to now approach me and be like, hey, you rap. The inspiration for Don't Like Me is like, there's really no reason people shouldn't like me. What's weird is the people that I pay in the music industry are the people who end up not liking me, or they won't do the service. It's crazy how Houston's like that. Like, and they had no problem like smiling to me, telling me they like it, taking my money, and then never playing this stuff. Yeah, I mean, I can say it's fake.
Yo, we're gonna keep it positive. Can we play your joint?
But to keep it funny though and keep it light though, the song I wrote it right after I came from the hair salon, and
we gonna listen to this, but you we gonna talk about fighting it. So hold on. Yeah, tell me what you ready.
Okay, but we'll play the song.
Girl, first. Man, yo, this is Don't Like Me.
It's changing. I know they don't like me. These bitches 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 don't like me. Is it cause I'm a little too cocky? Is it cause it up right in my pockets? Is it cause a chick really got options? Is it cause that I'm gorgeous, I'm ballin'? Is it cause I take that nigga straight out your life? On sight, damn right. These bitches don't like me. These bitches don't like me. Is it cause I'm a little too cocky? Is it cause it up right in my pockets? Is it cause a chick really got options? Is it cause that I'm gorgeous, I'm ballin'? Is it cause I take that nigga straight out your life? On sight, damn right. These bitches don't like me. These bitches don't like me.
Real quick, can you tell people where they can tap in with that? Because I believe it's everywhere, and as it should be. Where can they check that whole song out? Because we just gave them a little taste.
Everywhere. I did a promo video to it that's on YouTube. So Don't Like Me by Chaney. You can check it out on YouTube. But it's also streaming everywhere. Tidal, Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, anything you could pretty much think of. And then I just signed a distribution deal.
Shout out to GT Digital Distribution. Yeah, shout out to GT Digital. So the pilot episode of Elevate Lifestyle Podcast was with Jay King, and GT was here in the building, man. Shout out to them, man. They do a lot of good work, you know, nationwide and here in the H. So shout out to GT for sure, man. Shout out to Gold Toes, 100%. Let's go back to, so we gave them a taste of your music and we wanted them. Well, you were saying that everyone knew you for celebrity interviews and what, so now they heard your music. Now let's go, how did you actually kind of took that? Absolutely.
The way I did it, I wish I could have did it a better way, but I had to completely strip myself of the interviews. Like, I had to. Like, people were still asking for me to do them. I had people still, some, I could have did some celeb interviews, but I was like, no, I cannot do it. I can only put out music because this is what I want people to know me for. This is what I love to do. If I'm being really honest, I really only did celebrity interviews as a way to learn and stay in the game. I like to do them. I was good at them, but I really wanted people to take my music seriously, and I was not getting that reaction when I was still doing celebrity interviews, like a rapper asking another rapper a bunch of questions. The only way it would work for me is if I start my new show I'm thinking of doing, which is where a rapper is basically just chilling with another rapper, so I can do that.
Stay tuned, man. So yeah. with Chaney, tap into her social media, tap into her YouTube, tap into, I believe you got a blog as well. If I'm not mistaken, did I get that wrong? Or you have a...
Well, I did have the blog with Chaney TV, but I did shut the blog down. And
well, don't tap into the blog. Tap into everything else. The Twitter, all of that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned, man, because this is a very intelligent... multi-talented individual over here. So tap in with everything she does, man. And tonight, we're gonna show you firsthand when she's on stage at House of Blues, man. Shout out to House of Blues. Shout out to Jay King, the Hybrid, coming in town. He should be in town. Austin, shout out birthday party, man. That's my brother. Shout out to GT. Real quick, so let's go. So you moved into the music. So right now, I know you signed with GT. What was your, so you have a team, right? We just met your PR manager. What is your process with music? I ask every artist that comes, I've asked Jonathan that, so when you go into making a song, is it, you know what? It's funny, man. Shout out to Genuine. I'm gonna tell you this. You can. I'm gonna show you the interview on YouTube. I asked Genuine this, man, when I interviewed him at the Fox Theater. I said, "What's your inspiration for making music?" And I'm gonna ask you your answer first. I'm gonna tell you his answer. When you make a song, what's the inspiration? Any song?
I go off the feeling of the beat. I have to go off the feeling of the beat. I used to write songs a cappella and then find a beat to it. Like I used to only write a cappella, which I think is what made me such a quick and fast writer. I write songs really, really fast.
Okay, really fast. Dope. I mean, I'm not surprised after everything you just said. Yo, do you sing?
I wouldn't.
Can we hear some?
Yes.
Yo, can we? Nah, nah, nah. Can we hear some?
Respectful to real singers.
No. Okay. No. Don't be like that. Every artist, we gotta hear some. We gotta hear some. Nah. We gotta hear some.
I'll try to hit a note. I have a new song. Hit that. I have an unreleased song that hasn't dropped that I'm about to drop with Empire and GT. I could sing the hook for you.
Yo, let's go. Let's hear it. Yo, exclusive. Exclusive.
This is like no auto-tune. Yo, right. It's not hitting
anything. Nah, come on. Don't worry about it. Let's go.
Even if you say you didn't love me, I wouldn't believe it. I'm crazy, crazy, hey. I'ma look and see it that way. Da 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 da. Even if you say you didn't want me, I wouldn't believe it. I'm crazy, crazy, hey. I know you need me that way. So, that's like some
hey, quit playing, man. You a singer. You better quit playing. Yo, can we get a freestyle? Can we get a verse or a freestyle?
I'll rap.
Let's go. Let me hear it. Yo, first of all, before we do that, you a singer. Quit playing.
But I don't know what I could say something crazy, so I'll just spit a verse.
Yo, say whatever you want. Let's go. Let's hear it.
All right. If it's one thing I know, I can seriously run up a check. If you're old and you know, then you get a grace period, and then I pull up and collect 6 figures when counting the bread. And I sure appreciate the respect, cause I work hard as hell, get the drive like Delta, so I never litch at the check. Rhyme with the bag on the way to the cash. I don't pop tags, I'm just trying to stack 30 on my lap, and it's not a gat, just a little bay money, Benjamin Similac. Too much cake and it's no debate on the way to the top. I'll be damned if I'm late. Wake up in the sky in the middle of the H. I check my account like, God damn it, I'm paid.
Yo, hey, shout out. Hey, shout out to Chaney TV, man. I'm sorry, I gave you her Instagram.
My bad. People do that all the time, so it's
nah,
fine.
Nah, 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 but yo.
Stage.
Yeah, no, real talk. But yo, multi-talented. Can we real quick talk about business, and then we gotta let you go, and I gotta go. I gotta get ready. You gotta get ready for soundcheck. Yeah. I'm gonna meet y'all at House of Blue. But can we talk about business real quick? So the real estate side of you, like, and I know in the beginning of the interview you said to pay the, you know, all good. But you could have done anything. You could have worked anywhere, but you chose real estate. And I would like the people to know, because they heard, and we're going to bring Chaney back. Look, facts. This is already done deal. Right now, you know, we're just going to give you the meat of it, but we're going to bring her back and we can get into, you know, the fucking bones.
Got some crazy
stories. Yo, shout out to Jay King, man. Shout out to Chaney. Can we talk about real estate? Why did you choose that as your way to fund your passion?
You know what? I talk fast, so I can sum it up really quick. I've always had a passion for sales. Like I said earlier, my dad was a painter, so I would steal his replicas out of the garage and I'd sell them on campus to my professors. I took all his Delta prints, aka prints, and I would sell them to the AKA, sell them to the Kappas, and I was just making a lot of money selling art. And then I would set up art shows at churches, and I would get the pastor to let me sell the art and give a percentage to the church. So I always had a sales mentality, and I was making a lot of money from it in college. And when I left college, I wanted to do strictly just interviews, but I ended up getting a furniture job. But it was crazy because I ended up being the number one furniture salesperson in the United States out of 83 Ashley furniture stores. And they took me to Jamaica, made me present some big speech, made me tell my whole sales tactic. And I'm like, they're like, if you make this much selling furniture,
okay,
sell
man,
something.
We got a superstar in front of us right now. Yo,
so basically, I love sales, and it's okay to love more than one thing. So, it's not
are you an artist too? I mean, we know you're an artist. Are you do you draw and paint?
No, I don't.
Okay, if you would have said that, it would have been a wrap, man. Yo, because that'd be hitting every single thing. Yeah.
Maybe one day I
will. Yo, thank God you ain't say that, because that would have been Rap City the basement. But, yo, shout out to Chain TV, man.
I do write scripts, though. I'm wanting to get into movies.
Yo, we got to talk, man. No. I'm facts. Yo. No, my business partner is filming a movie in Detroit right now. Okay. Yeah. Nice. No, facts. We're talking a minute. I'm being dead serious.
Okay.
Damn, you bear me off. Shout out to, Chaney, okay, musician, businesswoman, activist, just, you know, multi-talented, interviews. Well, if you want to buy furniture from, you know, furniture yeah. number one in and the then, in the United States, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes that activist stuff, I wouldn't say it messed anything up.
I'm using the word activist. I actually don't even like that word. I don't like the word because we're getting into something else here. But being an activist means you actually take a stance one way or another. The way I view and move through life is the same thing that you're talking about. That you did. I would have done too without actually taking any sides. I really don't give a fuck. Like, if I see something wrong, okay, with anything, I'm gonna check the motherfucker or the people, you know what I'm saying? But I don't take stance, like, I don't have sides. Like, that's why I'm using the word activist to be kind of politically correct, because we just met.
I don't mind the word at all. I just noticed being that way. Every time I get into a situation and I see something's wrong, it's like, I gotta make it right. Sometimes I wish I could calm that down. It happened with I said I was a realtor, but my realtor license is inactive. I was working for a builder, so I was only selling their houses. And like,
I already know how that goes. I mean, not that I'm a realtor,
a cutthroat business. It was like the mafia.
We're gonna bring her back, but we gotta let her go. Hey, real quick, can we say, so I need five things from you, okay?
Okay,
so I want five things that people, so they know all this side. Real quick, we can do this quick because we gotta let you go to sound check. The other night when we were on the phone, we were talking, you said, I gotta get my
makeup. I was like, hey, what, can we push you back?
Yeah.
I gotta get my makeup done.
Yo, shout out. Yo, keeps yourself on point. If you want to see, tap into at Chaney TV, all social media. Yeah. But can we get five things? What's your favorite time of the day? These are quick questions.
Morning. As soon as I wake up.
Why?
Endless possibilities for the day.
That's dope. Okay. What's your favorite music? Period. Like, I mean, as a whole. What's your go-to music?
Okay, fine. Maxwell.
Oh, yo.
All right. I got to give it to you.
Oh, man. Yo, all right. Okay. What's your favorite? Yeah, I can't keep, because we gotta end this. But what's your favorite food? Nah, you're thinking too much about that.
Can we say ass on here? Right.
You can say whatever you want.
I am a fat ass. Everything. Everything.
No, but what's your favorite?
I
was about to say, because I would have known. Yeah, no.
I wasn't trying to come.
No, I would have known that. But So what's your favorite go to?
Mexican hibachi.
Okay.
Italian.
Oh, shit. Okay. Do you know how to cook, real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the one of the questions.
Yeah, I like to cook pasta, steaks, lamb chops, stuff like that, seafood.
Okay, all right. Yeah, but, okay, and she knows how to cook. Fellas, all you guys out there that know how to be with a strong woman, so here's a question. This would be one of them. Do you view yourself as strong and independent?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't ever ask anyone for anything ever. As a matter of fact, I can't remember even borrowing $20 from anyone since I was about 15 years old. When I was 17, I never asked my parents for a dime ever again, threw their credit card away. I didn't have much money on it anyways, but I've always taken care of myself.
Yeah, that's dope. Everything. That's dope.
But that can get in the way because I've had men tell me you're a little too intimidating and don't.
Well, I mean, if you just heard what I said, I got to bring you back, yo. But I said it's strong. Yeah, we got to go. I got to get ready. You got to get ready. But I said for all the dudes can handle, because what's clear, what's obvious from everything, your energy, what you're saying, everything, is that you're a strong female. If a guy is not a strong individual, he's going to be insecure around you. That's facts. Any guy, you know? Yeah. So, if guys think that you're too much to handle, then they got to go just look in the mirror, just kind of do a little bit. But anyways, this is not relationship. This is Elevated Lifestyle. This is how we, yeah. So last one, anywhere in the world that you would go, where would you go? Pick one. If it's a plane ticket, where are you going?
Probably take my mom to Italy.
Why?
I speak a little French, so we've been to Paris before, but I want to bring her back.
What?
Je m'appelle Chaney. Comment tu t'appelles?
Yo, that's dope. She said, my name is Chaney. So I took French in.
I'm thirsty. So thank you for the water.
Man, this interview is going to keep going all night. Yeah, yes. She said, damn, yo. All right.
I haven't been to Italy, so I'd like to go. But yeah.
So Italy is also one of the places that, for sure. We'll talk. Okay. Shout out to Chain TV, man. Yo,
it's
shout out.
Awesome
hey,
show.
Catch her, House of Blues, man, tonight. Shout out to J King, GT Digital Distribution, Chain TV, man. Thank you for coming on. You are, force to be reckoned with, and people will see, you know, all these different sides of you. I would appreciate it if you come back, and we're gonna show them a little bit more in depth. We're gonna let Chaney get ready, do her makeup, get ready for her performance. It's gonna be banging, right?
Yes, of course. Okay, I'm gonna put on the show, definitely.
Yeah, and then we're gonna turn up for Jake, my brother Jay King's birthday, man. King the hybrid, man. Austin, Texas, in the building. Chaney's from Houston, but catch her tonight. House of Blues, man. Elevated Lifestyle Podcast. It's your boy Eternal. Chaney, hey, plug in real quick all your social media. Please spell it out. Anything. Oh,
yeah. My Instagram at Chaney TV, CHANEYTV. My YouTube is youtube.com/ChaneyMusic, CHANEY Music. The Chaney TV on Twitter and Chaney TV on TikTok. So.
And then, real quick, where can the song that we played, where can they
catch it? Oh, yeah, just type in Don't Like Me by Chaney. It's on TikTok, it's on Spotify, it's on YouTube, Amazon, Apple, Deezer, pretty much. Anywhere you could think of, everywhere, and
it's a hot joint, man. Shout out to Chaney TV, man. Elevated Lifestyle Podcast. It's your boy Eternal, man. AR Records. Tap in, man. House of Blues tonight, man. Shout out to J King the Hybrid. Shout out to GT Digital Distribution. We out of here.